It's just around this corner. Here we are, home sweet home. Oh, yes, it's very cozy. And if I'm honest, it's a smidge bigger than the other rooms of the house, but it does double as an office, so perks of being in charge. Well, I rarely abuse my power. In fact, the girls might say that I rarely use my power as it is. We're all adults here, all of us centuries old. So most things just take care of them. I'm sorry. I just kind of got away with myself. It's just been so long that I got a little excited. You're sweet. How about you come over here and sit on the bed with me? So, kind of wish I hadn't put a halt on that rush inside the door now. Cat's got my tongue, it would seem. I can put on some music if you'd like. Oh no, it's nothing to do with you at all. I know it sounds like a bad line, but it's not you, it's me. Can I confess something to you? What? Oh no, love, my days of virginity are far behind me. Oh, the idea. Well, the confession is that I don't have a particular fetish to give you or please you with. Well, what I mean is, for example, pride. She has her bratty princess play to offer. Envy, her sweet devotion. And hell, even gluttony, who has the whole "the way to a man's heart is through his stomach" bit going for her. I'm simply me. Yes, I'm the madam of this house, but I'm a woman almost like any other you may find in the streets of the city you came from. Other than the magic or power or supernatural proclivities running through my veins that allow me to arrest aging alongside the other ladies, what you see is what you get. Do you know? Cliche isn't even my real name. In fact, I don't even remember my name from before. Cliche was supposed to be a joke between me and the girls. After some time, it became a title. The rest is history, as they say. However, I wear it proudly. Don't mistake that. In the few private moments I've had like this, I find myself explaining, well, myself. I think you know I'm a sensual person. I couldn't find myself surrounded by sex and pleasure and desire all day and not be affected. I can feel it. It flows through the air, and I can see it on everyone's faces as they leave here so utterly satisfied. Bearing witness to all this, being a part of it, it's so fulfilling. It's so meaningful to give myself over to this world. But I'm not just the ringmaster here. I'm very passionate about my girls and this life, you're right. All the same, I do have my own passions, my own needs, my own fire. That's as much as I can wholeheartedly offer you, though it has been a long time. I'm afraid I may have lost it within myself. I've spent so much time in this forest, I don't know my own tree. Perhaps if you'll allow us to go slow, I may find it again. Perhaps we can awaken it together, if you're willing, that is. Thank you. To begin, would you mind terribly helping me get out of my dress? There's a zipper in the back I always struggle with. Oh, and be careful. It's my favorite. And it's ancient. Here, let me turn my back to you to make it easier. Now you can just slip the straps off my shoulder. Oh, your hands, they feel so good. Will you simply run your hands along them for a moment? Feel my skin heat under them. Yes. Gently but firm. I'd forgotten how it feels to have a man undress you. Well, I mean, I do have needs, and sometimes ladies love to explore other ladies. And as you can see, I have a whole house full of choices. So it's been a common practice for the lady sins to have sleepovers, if you catch my drift. But a man is always different. Have I got a favorite? You naughty man. As if I would ever be caught dead as the Madam Mother of this cat house, even suggesting one lady outshines another. Each of my girls offer something different to everyone they encounter, and they do it so well. To compare one to the other is a fool's errand, in that it discounts their individual charms and talents. Oh, I love the feeling of your fingers delving into my hair and massaging my scalp like that. Now this, I can admit, is one of my favorites. Oh yes, completely. I stand corrected. I thought your hands were lovely, but your lips, caressing and pulling at my shoulders and neck, is deliciously sinful in the best sort of way. Yes. Oh, yes. Keep kissing and sucking that spot right there. Oh, no. It's okay. It just surprised me. Please touch them again. Wow. Your hands feel so good cupping my breasts. Oof. Eager to have me closer. Good. I rather like the feel of you behind me, your hands on my chest, your lips trailing my shoulders. My skin feels on fire. Your touch burns me so beautifully, stud. I love it. Oh, your teeth. You'll leave a mark. Oh. Do it. Mark me. Make sure I don't forget this special night anytime soon. Oh. Yes. Where is your hand? Oh. Heavens. You devil. Playing with me over my panties. We can both feel how damp they are. Oh, I'm starting to feel feverish. You daring man. Yes, more. Yes, pull me tighter to you. Grope my breast, squeeze my nipples. Oh, press your hand against my satin-clad cunt harder. Yes. Oh my. Please keep going. Your hands are causing me to come undone. Oh gosh, yes. Kiss me. Hand on my naked, needy pussy. Yes, please. Taste me. Okay, kiss me again. Wait, what do you... Oh, you don't have to do that. Oh! Careful! Those are my favorites, too. Did you just tell me to shut up and accept my fate? I think a few of the sins could take lessons from you. They're right, you should never judge a book by its cover. Okay, just for a minute. Oh, damn. Oh, hellfire. Fuck me, your tongue. Pleasure me, you devilish man. Don't stop. I'm on fire. Oh, it's so wicked. So good and bad. Do I taste good? Do you like how juicy and hot I feel on your tongue? Oh! Yes. Yes, more. Devour my pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Wait, stop. Stop. Stop! No. I want your cock. Get it out for me. No, lay back. It's my turn to light your inferno. Such a magnificent cock. Hot and smooth and rock hard. Did my taste do that to you? Get you so aroused you're aching for any part of me to touch you. Good, I like to hear that. That it's my body. My passion that's working your own. I want to be your sin tonight. Mm-hmm. Would you like it if I surrounded your prick with my tits and let you thrust between them into my mouth? Yeah? Oh, me too. I should stop filling my mouth with you for a second so I can do just that. Your dick burning between my tits feels so good and ready. And it's leaking pre-cum all over my cleavage. Yeah, you like the way it looks. Put your hand in my hair and guide me while I hold these round tits for you. Yes, just like that. Pull my mouth down to that cock again. Or do you want me to tease you? Just feeling my hot, hungry breath fall over your shaft. Oh, you tightened your grip a little. Are you done playing? Good. I want my mouth on you again. It's been so long since I've had a nice hot cock to play with. Oh, I love snaking my tongue all over every surface of it. It makes me feel so wicked. But I also feel like a very, very good girl when I do it. Don't you agree? I'm glad you think so. That may not be a sin in title, but I'm remembering now how it feels to be oh so sinful from time to time. Yes, the sounds of a man breathing and trying not to moan too loudly, feeling his thighs tense under my fingers, his cock pulse in my mouth, feeling my pussy turning to liquid fire between my thighs with every passing moment. So fucking empty. So deserving, though. I want you inside me. Now. No! Stay there, silly man. I'm gonna just lift myself up. Straddle you. I want to impale my needy twat on your fiery sword. Are you ready? I'm so needy, love. Oh! Oh! Oh, sweet religion! Oh, fuck! And your cock is glorious. Oh, you're stretching me just right. I'd forgotten how a man feels between my legs. Oh, yes. Grind up against me while I start to bounce. Oh, it's so devilish. Oh, you're so engorged. I'm so tight. I feel everything. Oh, fuck. It's so good. I may just die. Do you like how I feel squeezing down on you? Yes, grab my breast. Squeeze my nipples. Pinch just like that. Yes, God above, it's too much. Oh God, your cock is filling me and your hands fondling my tits. It's paradise. Oh, your mouth too. Oh, you fiend. You wonderful, terrible fiend. Yes, suck on them. More, more. It makes my pussy throb into your dick. I'll have to keep these things covered up for a bit now. The girls will see the marks you're leaving. I'll never hear the end of it. You're gonna have to stop that or they'll hear me and it won't matter if I hide them. Oh no, please don't really stop. I need you to keep going. I need you to make me burn hotter. I need you to take me. Please take me.
Please fuck me and make me blaze for you. Come to me, you stud. Get back between these legs. Don't do that. Don't tease me. We both know how wet and slick I am. Slam your raging cock inside of me. Please, God. Please just put it... Oh! Fuck, oh, so deep. All of you inside of me. So much. Oh, you fill me completely. Mm-hmm. Yes, give it to me. Oh! Girls, oh, let lust watch over you in her warmth and intensity. How you held off, I'm not sure. Oh, or that brat pride with her fiery temper. You could have conquered her, made her beg. Could have chosen to laze about with sloth and cuddle fuck till dawn. Or Lady Wrath. She would have made you her little pleasure fuck toy. Gluttony. Such a morsel to dine and lay entwined with. Or you could have been loved up and absolutely worshipped by sweet envy. She would have cried out for you over and over again. Or greed. Greed would have demanded and whined and taken everything you had to give. A woman, fragile and longing for companionship, full of deep, unrequited passions. You wanted to experience me. I want to shatter for you. I want to shatter with you. Please say you're ready. I need you to come with me, love. I'm so close, I'm on fire. You've completely rocked me. Push us both over the edge. Yes, harder, harder. Like that, like that. Make us come, make us come. Yes, please. That's it. I'm gonna come so hard. Oh, fuck. Fuck yeah, hell yes. Give it to me, darling. Come with me. Come for me. Come with me. Come with me.
Wow. That was unforgettable. Thank you for reminding me I still have it. Well, I mean, for reminding me that I'm a sexual being too. Not just some sort of decorative installment in this place. You know, that said, I should probably get back to it. The girls will be wondering where I've gotten off to. Not that they probably haven't heard us. They do love to eavesdrop, the little devils. You know what they say, no rest for the wicked. And I know some very wicked girls should get back to their rooms. What can you do? Oh well, they'll be fine for a bit without me.
I'm quite content to just lay here, basking in the feeling of my tired, spent body, my nerves still firing in your arms wrapped around me. One might say it's almost heavenly. Someone who isn't running a house full of sin, that is.